You all right? How's everyone doing? I hope you're all well. And today I want to talk about I was only following orders. And this is a video that is predominantly going to be about the police force in the UK, but it can apply to anyone in a position of authority or power. Now, I'm making this video purely to ask you a question. If you're in that position of power, I want to take you back to the heady days of when you were thinking about becoming a police officer or in any other form of power or authority. You know, those days when you were younger, thinking, idealistically thinking that you were going to change the world and you were going to make a difference in society. You were going to make a change and an impact and make our world and our country a greater place to be. And I applaud you for that. You know, being a police officer or a civil servant, anyone who takes on a public sector job, I applaud you because your jobs are hard. Let's get it out there and let's just say it. They are hard. They are difficult. You have to deal with horrible people most of the time. And you have to deal with things that the average Joe on the street would not be able to handle. So for that, I much respect. I cannot knock you for that. But I can't imagine that when you was a child and you were playing cops and robbers with your friends, that you ever thought for 1 minute that you would be sitting in front of a desk hunting down Twitter trolls and arresting people over hate speech, arresting people for, say, having a private conversation and someone overhearing it and taking offence. You know, I can't imagine that you, at that point in your life, ever imagined that you would be in this position right now. And I'm asking you, how do you feel about being in this position right now? Do you feel that it's just? Do you feel that it's just that our freedoms, our right to speak is being taken away ever closer, further forward, being eroded? I mean, do you feel good about that for your kids' sake? Do you feel good that kids can't even express themselves properly without having to censor themselves every 5 seconds online just in case the police come knocking on their door? And I mean, is it fair that children and teenagers have to censor themselves and, you know, hide themselves away in their little safe spaces? I can't imagine that you thought for 1 minute that you would be, you say, going to a university to speak to a student who just said something slightly offensive and it upset the other person because they can't deal with their emotions properly because they're teenagers, but now we've criminalized it. And do you still wake up in the morning with the enthusiasm, vigour and glee of going to work and changing the world for the better, changing society and moulding it into a beautiful utopia of peace and harmony and happiness when you're hunting down Twitter trolls and arresting Scottish comedians for using their pug dog as a nifty little prop in a video? No, I can't imagine that you thought that you would be in this position. And do you know what? I actually kind of feel sorry for you for being in this position, because it must be hard. It must be hard to have a moral compass, because you must have a strong moral compass, because you wanted to be a police officer. You wanted to help the community. You wanted to be that person who the public could come to and could trust, and you would make a difference in their lives. I see that spark of light inside you. It must still be there. So when you get these ridiculous orders and these ridiculous laws come through, you must look at them and think, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing? Has it literally just got to the point now where it is a paycheck? You need this job. You need the salary. You've got a mortgage. I understand. But it's, you still have a moral compass inside. You still should be speaking out if this is upsetting you or you feel like it's wrong for some reason. Something inside you must think that it's wrong. I mean, you must think that it's wrong. I mean, listen to this. I'll give you an example. I read this the other week and it kind of like annoyed me. So it must have annoyed you because you've got a strong moral compass. A young girl, 19, she finds out that a young lad in the town that she lives has died. Died in a road accident. And to offer tribute to him, she puts up, which most teenagers do, you know, you remember, copying and pasting a rap track and putting it onto your social media. So she puts it onto Instagram, the lyrics. And these lyrics, they happen to have the N-word in. And as she's white, and as she's a girl, she can't be using words like that. That's highly offensive. Hello, the police. You're under arrest. What for? What for? What have I done? What have I done? What have I done that's so wrong? Why are you arresting me? Well, you've been posting things online, miss. You know, using the N-word. Using the N-word on social media is completely unacceptable, especially especially if someone else wrote the song and someone else come up with the lyrics. That is highly dangerous in this country. We cannot have that in our society. Sorry about that. My acting is absolutely awful, Mr. Officer. But you must see what I'm trying to get at here. A young girl, she posts lyrics that somebody else has created. Yes, it's got the N-word in, but it's a tribute to someone that she knows who's died. It's quite an innocent thing that every probably teenager has done. I know I have done it back in the day when I was a younger man. Now, the judge in this case saw no emotion in this, saw that it was a tribute, didn't care, and prosecuted. I mean, how do you feel about that as a police officer? Do you think that that's just that a 19-year-old girl now has a criminal record purely because she copied and pasted lyrics that somebody else wrote, by the way, by a very dirty, disgusting rapper? I mean, does it not sit there in your heart sometimes? Does it not, when you hear about these cases, and you must see them all the time, because that seems to be all that the police do now, is hunt down hate crime, hate speech. But it's so vague, your own laws on hate speech. I mean, just purely for the victim perceiving something as being offensive. I mean, that, the word perceive, it's pretty vague, isn't it, really? I'll give you an example. I'll give you a completely different example. Imagine I'm sitting in a restaurant. Imagine I'm talking about, with a friend who happens to be Muslim, and we're talking about corporal punishment. And I'm saying that I don't agree with, you know, stoning. There's a Sharia law. You shouldn't be stoning women just because they've cheated on their husband. I think that's a bit wrong. Maybe, you know, divorce her and kick her off the curb. But apart from that, you know, stoning someone, it's a bit immoral. Don't think anything of it. Me and my friend get up, we walk out. Guy sitting on the table next to me, though, he found that highly offensive. How dare a white man criticise someone else's religion? The next thing I know, police at my door telling me that I'm under arrest for inciting racial hatred. I mean, this sort of thing, that was a completely made up scenario. But this sort of thing happens all the time, and it must surely go through your head that this is wrong. So I'm asking you directly, any police out there, or like I said, not just police, social workers, anyone in a position of authority where you have to make such horrible decisions that you know are wrong. You must know they're wrong because you have a moral compass. Because the fact that I know you have a moral compass and a deep desire to serve the people of this country and to serve them well is because you wanted to become a police officer in the first place. No one becomes a police officer for fun, because it's not a fun job. You deal with a lot of fucking idiots. You deal with a lot of people calling you nasty names and being horrible to you. So anyone who takes on a job like that, I'll put my hands out and shake your hand. Good on you, because I could never do that job. I wouldn't be able to last 5 minutes as a police officer. I'd end up punching someone in the face because they would be rude to me. I could not cope with someone being rude to me and to my face. So how a police officer deals with it, I don't know. But when you're arresting people for petty, stupid things like that, fining them for stupid fucking things like that, how does that make you feel? And how do you sleep at night knowing that every time you arrest someone for saying something offensive that somebody else has found offensive? I mean, God, are we not allowed to speak at all? So please, in the comment section, if you're a police officer or in a position of power, how does it truly make you feel to be implementing these laws on the very people that you wanted and you promised to protect? Because unfortunately, these laws are making you look bad. They're making you, as a decent human being and a police officer who wants to actually help the public, they're making you look awful. I mean, our government is making you look awful, not even giving you enough money to do your job with. And then they implement these laws that see you spending most of your time hunting down people on the internet because they say mean things. I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, you can't really envision it from your past, can you? Your service itself has lost its way because they're too busy looking for people who might say something a little bit mean. It must get to you inside. And like I said, I'm asking you, because Unfortunately, from the reactions that I see from people on message boards, on Twitter, on YouTube, all they see, and I would agree with them, that we are turning into a police state, a totalitarian regime. And it seems like we're heading there faster and faster. And if you're happy with that, then that's down to you. But you've got to understand that the people are not going to stand for that. They're not going to stand for that. And as you are a decent human being, like I said, because you wanted to be a police officer in the first place, when it comes down to it, are you going to stand up and say, enough is enough, this is wrong, and no, I'm not following orders anymore. Peace out. Love you. It's that time of the video. If you want to like, share and subscribe, it's totally up to you. I'm not going to try and brainwash you or anything.
Bye, have a beautiful time.